First Lisa says that לאומי אפשר דווקא היחדים מחי אולי מחי והאנרגיה שיצרישו שתולו קצת בכי עשימי אבל היחדים איסו חי אל משום דחמונה וקופסדון. When do we say that until it is as racial, so one is not hired for killing a new bear if the mother is alive? So then the Uga does not have a separate life of its own. It's bound up with the life of the mother. But if the mother is dead, then the only life that there is the life of the Uga. So Mele, if somebody kills the Uga, he's hired. But Tesis is not sure about it. Tesis says it's opposite. Tesis says Umi or Epsi. In other words, there is an alternative in Tesis. That even if the mother is made so, but there is no life other than that of the Uber, so he's not a Nefesh Gomu, to the extent that one who kills him should be Mechuyev Nisus. So Teyes then says, Vim Teima, Im Timzale Ima, Vim Mutzale Herge Bibete Nasinu Meise Ime. Now Teyes does not have to show him Mim Mutzale Herge, that's Mamesh Mutter. Teyes means, that's what I mentioned yesterday, Teyes means Mutzale Herge. And there is the Asogis Rambana here. Oh, so what's the use of it? Well, are you able to get it? You mean the library does not have a Sefer HaMitzvah with a Sefer HaMitzvah?
Yeah, I have it out.
What?
Yeah.
All right, so bring it out.
No, I'll have
it. Now, so Teisa says, Im Tim Kaleima, Adim Muta Alehir, Dim Zep, Nafu Meitzime, Teisa does not... So Teisa says, Im Tim Kaleima, Adim Muta Alehir, Dim Zep, Nafu Meitzime, Teisa... that is muta. Even if there is no Isar Yitzichah, but certainly the other is good. But Tesis means muta mitzad Yitzichah. So of course there'll be not 2 minutes. If it's muta mitzad Yitzichah, but it's just ordinarily on the score of other Yisurim. So and under many circumstances where other Yisurim can be Yitzichah, so maybe they won't be any. So muta leher, in the interim of the muta leher, give it better, that it's muta mitzad Yitzichah, as he'll make it in it, will have it in muna vikus. So that means that there is no Yisar Yitzich at all. That the Nuga is not in Nefesh. And even the case where the mother died. Now, it's mashma from this thesis that thesis holds that the Nuga does not have a Din of Nefesh. Because thesis only says, Im Tim Tzoleima Dimuta Lehergi Vibete En Afila Mezime. So there is an alternative in thesis that even if Mezime, it should put up in Sadr Yitzich. The implication being that where it's not Meisime, then it's Shiteh, then it's Muta Mitzad Ritzich. So there's a Shiteh here in Nida that mentality is that a Nuber is not an Nefesh. A Nuber is not an Nefesh. In other words, it's like the Shiteh Rambam. The Shiteh Rambam. So, what is it? I'm sorry, it's like Shiteh Rashi, I'm sorry. Like Shiteh Rashi, not like Shiteh Rambam. Like Shiteh Rashi. So, that the Nuber is not an Nefesh at all. So, but he says it's Sofik in case of Meisime. And another thing is clear from this case. Some Rishonim say that when is a Nuga not an Nefesh, only if the mother is not Yoshua Lamishbo. But if it's Yoshua Lamishbo, that's the Russian that the Rambam cites. If it's Yoshua Lamishbo, so then it is an Nefesh. It is an Nefesh. And the Raya is, because the Gemara says that the Yishu Shemeis, and I mean, that the Raya is the Yishu Shem Yoshua Lamishbo, who Meiso, Mevi Osakim. And these Rishonim do not make a distinction between Meiso and not Meiso. So they make a distinction between Yoshua Lamishbo and not Yoshua Lamishbo. But from Tesis it appears that Yoshua Lamishbo does not make any difference. But if it's something in Tesis, maybe Meiso makes a difference. Oh, so Tesis says, Im Tinsolim Ad Musa Vayegi Betaf Lumeisim Ram Rachmuna Bishisre Amai Nechal Lol Hashabe Shemevin Sak in Derech Yishu Sarabim Likhiyo Eim Kibin Mucham Shasham Adek Rechim Yesh Laima Adem Mikol Mokei Mishum Pikuach Nefesh Michalim Olovet HaShabbos. Mishum Pikuach Nefesh Michalim Olovet HaShabbos. Avo Gav Dimuta Lehergei. Of course, it means Muta Lehergei Mitzad Ritzich. Okay, then there is mentioned the Raya. So, Gei says, Bidi Yodom. Hiku Asorob Ni Yodom Vasorob Maklis. So, Yahir Gipota. So only Rabbi Yudim Seira holds that the Achrin Chaya. It's a Shikir Mitzvah. But we pass from like Rabbanon, that even the Achrin is Pota. Why? Because the tenth one too, he was Mikarev Misotei, but suppose he did not participate, so then the same person would have died, but maybe 5 minutes later. So that's called the Geisit with the order. Geisit with the order. So I hear the Poter, and still Michal and Tashad is over. And still Michal and Michal and Tashad.
So it's Michalik between...
Oh, so basically, So we see, so Tesis makes a distinction between the Isaritziche. In other words, Muta means there is no Isaritziche and Tipachne. So that is indicative of the Rambam's Lombus. In other words, because we see that Tesis Shitti is
the
new Garezin. Because not the region of Nefesh at all. But with Avikach Nefesh, the Nefesh is the Yechet. So, in other words, because by Tipach Nefesh, it doesn't matter that he's not a Nefesh. If through the Chilul Shabbos, so we can revive the Nefesh. So there is also a din of Pidach Nefesh Eichet. That's on the basis of how the Pidach comes out.
Not
on the basis of the highway. And what everybody raises the question, what raya is it from Jesus with the Odom Hayyad Yipotah? Jesus with the Odom Hayyad Yipotah, so it's only Pidach of Misek. But everybody will agree that by Jesus the Odom there is a Misek Yich. It's only a two of Misek. Masha'in kein Gabi Uga, so Teisa Shiti is Muta Leher Ge Mitzat Ritzich. So it will be also Mitzat Chvoleh, Mitzat Adar Yisurim. But Mitzat Ritzich, it's Muta. So what connection is there between Jesus the Odom, where there is certainly a Misek Ritzich, but it's only a two of Misek, and Uga, where there is not even a. So the answer is this. Because Teisa is based upon the Lomdes of the Ramban, even though Teisa does not agree completely with the Ramban. But he agrees with the Lomdes that insofar as the Chayvahem Veloishiyom is concerned, so one must be in Nefesh, Pikuach Nefesh. But if he is not in Nefesh, then there is no din of the Chayvahem. There is no din of the Chayvahem. But then there is another aloche of Chal Shabbos Achoski, Shishmeya, Shabbos is Harvey. So even if he is not in Nefesh, as long as through the Chilul Shabbos we can make him live, So then there is a loche that Pidach Nefesh is Eich. So Tesis mentions the raya of Jesus the other. Now, the Mishnah says in Yume that even Chayisho, in other words, if that's enough of Adal, and if we know that he's not going to live, but it's only possible through Chilul Shabbos to prolong his life for a few minutes, so also Mechalot HaShabbos. So the Miri, the Chidush HaMiri and Yume is the Kashe. Bishreime, according to Mandoma, according to the Losh of Chayben Rishi Yomuz Bem, so in the sense, Chayben Rishi Yomuz Bem implies that even Chayisho, but according to the Losh, that the reason why Pidach Nefesh is Eich is because Chalof Shabbos Tachadish Mechavos Esarbe, but he's not going to live till the next Shabbos. He's only going to live for a few minutes. He won't survive till the next Shabbos.
That also, Shabbos.
Oh, so this is the Kashu the Miri. So the Miri says, Shabbos Esarbe doesn't mean that the Shabbos is. Shabbos Esarbe means Mitzvah. Mitzvah at all. Of course, Shabbos, I mean, that's a basic mitzvah at all. But it doesn't mean dafke Shabbos is Arbe. And Chayisho, in other words, because with 1 minute, in the 1 minute of life that we might give him, through the Chil Shabbos, so he'll be able to do tshuva. So he'll be zeche in all the mitzvahs. In other words, so that also comes, that's the Miri says, that it's not just a Jewish word, I mean the Miri says it's Alpi Aloch. So the Miri, that also comes within the concept of Halo Shabbat Achat Kishnishma Shabbat Sarbi. So the Miri takes it, agrees with the Miri, but he differs from the Miri in a certain way. Whereas the Miri holds, the team so far as Chai Ben Rishi Yom Zman is concerned, so certainly Chai Shor. Should be there from the point of view of the highway. And the only kasha of the Miri was how can it be there from the point of view of Chalof Shabbos Achad Kishmish Shabbos Esarbe. That's the difficulty the Miri has. And the Miri says that even from the point of view of Chalof Shabbos Achad Kishmish Shabbos Esarbe, it is still there. So Tesis holds that from the point, Adara, the leader, he says, from the point of view of the highway and the Loishe Yomus Bahem, if it's only a matter of Chayisho of a few minutes, so it doesn't fly. It's a chidesh of course. I wouldn't say it all this long. So, from the point of view of the Chayvan and Shiyomus Ben, the Chayvan, if he can live, but if he can live for another few minutes, it doesn't come within the aloha of the Chayvan. But, from the point of view of Chalilah Shabbos Achad Kishmish Shabbos Esarbe, as Emile explains it, he doesn't have to be Shabbos Esmamesh. In other words, if he can do Tshuva, the Tshuva, and get the schus of all the mitzvahs, so then it is the Eichet. So this is Tesis Raya. One second, excuse me, just 1 second. This is Tesis Raya. This is Afo Gavzi Mutal Herge. The Kolmokim Mishim Tzach Nefesh Mechal Mata Shabbos Afo Gavzi Mutal Herge. In other words, what does Mutal Herge mean? It's not an Nefesh, there is no Yisar Yisichet. But we can, because of Chalof Shabbos Achad. The thesis thinks it's a right, the thesis with the other, my dear reporter. So everybody raises the question, thesis with the other, he's certainly an epic. But it's only a picture of Mrs. Wesen. But here there is no research at all, nothing in effect. The answer is thesis holds by Jesus with the Odom. Now he quite saw not Masor Makas. Masor Makas. So why do the Rabbonim of Forbidden Sira say that even the Achim is for there? Because he would die anyway, he would die 2 minutes later. He would die 2 minutes later. Even without the Hakoya of the last one. So from the point of view of the Chayvon, he couldn't be there. He's going to die anyway. So, but the reason is why it is there is because of Chalosh Shabbos Achad Yishmei Shabbos Tarvei. And it's the Miri says, because he can do tshuva in the 2 minutes. So that's the kind of basis what Meir Gitpot. So there it is why, because of Chalosh Shabbos Achad Yishmei Shabbos Tarvei. So some Meile, Tayuber, even though he's not a Nefesh, there is no Yisair, it's Yichei. But it's not Chalosh Shabbos Achad Yishmei Shabbos Tarvei, we still can be there. That's the thing. Now, so we have, so far, in regard to Uber, we have three shittas. The shittas Rambam, that any Uber above Mem Yehim is an Efesh and there is a Lishirto, and the only reason is why, by Uberam Kasha Lelitz, who are allowed to kill the Uber is because of Reidi. Then the shittas Rashi, that the Uber is not an Efesh at all, is not an Efesh at all, not even an Efesh Koldeu, there is no Yisar Tziche. And then the shittas Rambam, that he is an Efesh Koldeu. So the Yisar Tzichet there is, but in as much as he's not in Nefesh Gomor, so mainly we cannot say my Chosis, so he becomes Mitre, so a Nefesh Koldeu becomes Mitre, an account of the Nefesh Gomor. But it seems that there is a third Tzichet. Now that's the Shidduch, a fourth Tzichet. That isn't the Shidduch, that's the Sanera. Now, they are the Gemor in Erechim, by Yishas Yotzro, Yotel Horek, Imam Tinla, Tzichet, now, as the fourth shita I could mention, this the Shidduch Kavetz is really fifth shita. Because the fourth shita I could make, well, the Ramah is like Rashi, we have to say. The Ramah only says, it's not a shita we got with something else, but the Ramah holds like Rashi, that Anubar himself, Kiddush Heitzes Reshe, is not a nefesh at all. He is not even a nefesh Koldeu, and the Beneach isn't even a queer miss. Even though by Beneach we're not interested in nefesh Gomuk. We are only interested in the Yisar Yitzchei, how the Hotsen Zomito. So he agrees with Rashi. And when is the Meneach Mechuyer Misa, only if it is Reshe, so Yisroel is Potter even by Yitzchei Reshe. He must be Yolid Gomo, Bentinik Yimechot, Tinik Yimechot. No, but the fourth Shite would be the Shite Tarishen in the Ramban mentions that until she's Yoshua Lamishbo, so then he's not in Efesh. But when she's Yoshua Lamishbo and she's already in labor, or she's in Kasha Lele, So then he has a din of nefesh, that's a fourth shita. But the Shidduch Kavetz there is a fifth shita. Now, Shidduch Kavetz says, and this Gemara, here it says, Yoshua Lamishbo, so Mamtin Lashatelei. So we see that it's a nefesh by Yoshua Lamishbo, because she must be in the old, so my soul says, and see, Isham Kasha Lele, it's a chat chenuga shemero. And it's seen, he says, Vareza, and it's chayer, or kidnu chayer. Yotareshe, in any way, Alme calls Manshalei Tzireishe Mutal Herge. Of course, the Mutal Herge here means Mutal Herge because of Kach Nefesh here, because he deals with that specific case. V'yesh Leima, the Leilo Mutal Herge, the Hodi Mamtin Lo, and the reason as to why by Yoshua La Mishbo, so he Mamtin, who Mishumamene Diba, Mishumamene Diba, Uchadamrino Mishmaiti, דאפילו בלו יושב על המשבר וסל כדאי תוך דממתינים משום דברים לבעלו אילב משום מגזרס הכוסף ומייסו גם שניהם ולכך דאפי יושב על המשבר ממתינים שמיין לבעל in other words so he says that actually a Nubar is not a nefesh even by יושב על המשבר but the reason is to why by יושב על המשבר ממתינים because without it that's a כוסף וגם שניהם so then I would say that even without it that's a כוסף וגם שניהם I would say that even if not Yoshua Lamishbo, we should be Mamtinin. Why should we be Mamtinin? Because of Momeni Debar. But the Sakosuf of Gam Shneim implies that we are not worried about Momeni Debar. So that's the Sakosuf of Gam Shneim is limited only to an Uber that is not Yoshua Lamishbo. But if the Uber is already at such a stage that his mother is already in labor, so then the Sakosuf of Gam Shneim doesn't apply. The Sakosuf of Gam Shneim doesn't apply. So we say Mishim Amin of the Baal Nintane. So why do we have to, why does this have to wait? Because of Amin of the Baal. But not Mitzad, not Mitzad Nefesh. Not Mitzad
Nefesh.
Just like right? Yeah, that's it. Mi Yukoshi. So then he has the Kashi. Kivin the Mutala Ogei, Amai Michal Lolas Nashabes. Kid Amrinom Dishmai. Oma Rova Loi Nitzrech. Loi Nitzrech. And Baisha Shiyot Ro. Ala Mishbo. So the question is, if it's not a Nefesh, it's Mutala Hegen Nitzad Nefesh. So why is this Kach Nefesh Eichet Nam? So then the Shittu Kovet says, gives a different area that is not mentioned by any one list. Kilkach nire, di choshif kisofit pikuach nefesh. U, di kisofit pikuach nefesh. Va filo hochet nam de matnissen di oles, di muta le hoge. Mishum, di deichi nefesh, mitni nefesh, vi oses, vi ose vadai, u vi deiche sofit. In other words, he says, that the new bear, that the new bear can, so he says that a new bear has a din of sofiknefesh. So Mele, Gabi Shabbos, so Gabi Shabbos, so sofiknefesh is there. So Mele, we are mechal Shabbos, count the duber. But Gabi Yisham Kasha Lele, so there, the mother is a vada, vada bikachnefesh. He is only a sofiknefesh, so the vada is there.
A little like the Ramban.
Yeah, but, yeah, a little like the Ramban. But it's different. The Ramban doesn't emphasize the fact that it's soft. The Ramban should eat, that the Nefesh Kodu, who is Nitchen, Nefesh Gomo. But he says...
He doesn't make a category of
glory. He classifies Uber as a soft. Now, what kind of soft is it? It's not soft. Either he has a Nefesh, or he does not have a Nefesh. Now, it seems that the Kobet says is discussing a certain concept that is mentioned by the Ritvo in Yume. There is a certain Gemara in Yume that Mem Zayin Amud Beis. There is a aloche of Kemet and Shirai by me. Now, in other words, what is within the fistful? So that's within the fistful of the Kemet. So that's the Kemet. What is outside of the fistful? That's Shirai. So the Gemara is the Abaye that men Zayin Amud Beis in Yumet. Bein Abinayim Omar Reb Yechanan, Boye Reb Yehoshua Ben Uzoye, Bein Abinayim Shalom Eloi Ken Tzema, Shalom Ken Tzema. So he asked the Abaye, the Bein Abinayim, She Ben Ken Tzema, what kind of a din do they tell? Do they tell a din of Shiraim or do they tell a din of Kuntz? Okay, so the Beroy Eloi Tiboy Eloch, the Vada Shiraim. In other words, this, what comes for truth, outside, that's certainly a din of Shirai. And the Gavoya Loitid Boyaloch, the Vada Kemet. What is inside is certainly a din of Kemet. The question is, what is din of Binai between the fingers? Does it have between the joints? Yeah. Does it have a din of Shiraim or does it have a din of Kum? Slabai! So then the Gemore uses a very remarkable logic. Omer Rabbi Yechanan. So that's what a pashti Yishuv and Ezoi. In other words, Yishuv and Ezoi Hatzila had, Yishuv and Ezoi Hatzila had a child. And then he was patient. Bina Binayim Sofik Nino. He was patient. What's the Dibai? What a pashti is the Binayim Sofik. So all the Rishonim raised a question. What kind of Hebrew is this? I mean, he had Navai. Whether it's Kemetz or it's Yerayim. So of course it was a Sofik to him. So then it was resolved. The problem was resolved. By saying, how does this Sofik? Well, it was a Sofik in the very outset. So what the Pshat is? So the Ritvo, in Yume, that when Zion says that the Pshat is as follows. There are two kinds of Sveikes. There is a Sveikes, there is a Sofik of Chisong Yediek. So Sofik of Chisong Yediek itself can be of two kinds. Sometimes there is a Sofik of Chisong Yediek, let's say a Sofik in Mitzir, let's say Tumtum. We don't know whether it's a Zohar or a Mikaelo. Tumtum Shenikra, an operation can be performed, and then we can see whether it's a Zohar or a Mikaelo. So that is so. That is a Sofik in Chisong Yedi. And it can be even a Sofik in Din Machmas Chisong Yedi. Let's say it's Machlekes Rishaini. Machlekes Rishaini. So, Tarube, so it would be Sofik in Mitzies, in other words.
Yeah.
If there is no people, the Sofik in Mitzies. But let's say, it is a Machlekes Rishaini, it's a certain Din. So, it's also a Sofik of Chisong Yedi. But then he says, there is a Sofik like Binash Moshe, as the Ritter says. The Pshat is Binash Moshe, and that's really. Perplexes many a person. I mean, how does the Chachamim say Binash Moshe is Sofik? I mean, the question of Irish, but as much as it's not the Shiley, I mean that the road wants me 1,000 years. It's all right. I mean, but as much as he's negay every Shabbos. So what is it? I mean, the Chazal didn't know. I mean, the Chazal didn't know what the halacha. So the Ritva really was bothered by this guy. So how can Chazal have? Chazal have historic something that is negay every Shabbos, not only every Shabbos, every day. Yeah, in respect to certain halachas, to Mila and so on. So it's negay every day. So how could it be that the Chazal had it so? So he says it's not that the Chazal had it so. But that was the Kabbalah. The Bin Hashmoshes is Tophis. Bin Hashmoshes is Yidin Tophis. Because what is Bin Hashmoshes? In other words, the sun is already set. The sun is already set. And there is still a reflection of the rays of the sun on the light. So there is daylight. On account of the, immediately after sunset, there is a great deal of daylight. Then it becomes darker and darker. But throughout the Bin Hashmoshes, there is a certain degree of daylight. Now, so it has both aspects. It has both aspects. Now, for the Torah says, Vayere Vayereka Yimecho. So in other words, what does Erev mean? Erev means that the sun is set. So what may determine Lilo? What determines Lilo? Yeah. The fact that it's Shki, that the sun is set. But the Torah also says, Vayitcho Lekim Lo'er Yeim V'lachishach Kor Lo'er. So in other words, what determines Lilo? Darkness. So Memele, when the sun is set, but there is still daylight. So it says both. It partakes of both aspects. It partakes of the aspect of day, because there is still daylight. It's not cheshach yet. And at the same time, the sun is already set. So when something partakes of two antithetical aspects, so what should we say? It's yay. It's not completely yay. It's already lilo. It partakes of the characteristics of lilo. What should we say? It's lilo. But it still has daylight. So it partakes. So it's both. So what do you mean both? If it's both, so it means it's neither completely one nor the other. In other words, it's not completely day, not completely the other. Then it acquires the Ginsa. The Ritva says that. And Andreyev is also the same thing. By Tumtum, it's a plain Sophic Machmas Keson Yedir. But Andreyev, that's the Pshat in the Gemara. Andreyev is Beryev with Niatzmei, Lo Yichiyu B'Chachomim. So why does he say that Andreyev is Beryev with Niatzmei, Lo Yichiyu B'Chachomim? So it means Sophic, so let him say Sophic. So the answer is, no, that's the Pshat. In the Mishnah of the Brice in the Kuri. Andreyev, Beryev with Niatzmei, it's not a Sophic Keson Yedir, it's not that the Chachomim had a Sophic, they didn't know what the Dinatoi. Eliyahu couldn't be Mivarele. If Eliyahu were to come, and if he were to ask, what's the dean of Bin Hashmoshes, he would say that it's a dean Sophic. If Eliyahu were to ask, what's the dean of Andreyev, so he would say it is dean Sophic. Why? Because what is Andreyev? Andreyev has been Vori Zachus, he has a Vori Nachus. So maybe insofar as he has a Vori Zachus, he is Zocho. Insofar as he has a Vori Nachus, so he's in a Kele. He's in a Kele. So, but how can be one exclude the other? I mean, one is just the antithesis of the other. So Zachus negates Nachus, and Nachus negates Zachus. So the halacha is, if something partakes of two antithetical aspects, so it's neither completely one nor is it completely the other. So it's required to be something. That's the pshat. And regen is beryeh b'shnei atzmo, v'lo yichiyo b'chachomim. So that's the klal. We have others too. We have something like that, according to some rishonim, in the case of ha'mikadesh ha'isha ma'achshav la'chalamet. And then somebody came when it was mikadesh ma'achshav la'chachov. So there, the some Rishonim will say that there it's also so it's a dish, it's a spin of Sophic Keshishish. Sophic Keshishish. So it's also the same thing. In other words, where the Chaleis Akdushin has already started, but it has not been Gemeir yet. So in other words, she is an Eshishish and she's not an Eshishish. So it has a din so. So this is what. So that's what the Mishnah means when it says. It's not a Sophic Machas Chasson Yediyeh. But he is both. If he is both, then maybe he has a Din Sophic. It's not completely one nor completely the other. So the Ritva says that's the Pshat. At first the Gemara asked the Shaila, what kind of a Din does Abinayim have? What is between the fingers? What does that put it? So at first the Gemara thought, maybe it has a Din completely like Shirayim, maybe it has a Din completely like Yemes. Suppose the Bayoda Pashte, it's not it. There is no Sophic in its own in the end. It's Sophic indeed, because it partakes of both aspects. Insofar as it is not within the fistful, so it's Shirai. Insofar as it does not protrude, so it's Kemet. But Kemet and Shirai, I mean, one contradicts the other. Some and mainly it acquires it in Sophic. This is how the Ritva explained it. Now, so this is what the Shin Kubetis means. The Shin Kubetis holds respect to Uber. Respect to Uber. So, now, there is no doubt, that an Uber has life. But the life of the Uber is bound up with the life of the man. Some male, insofar as the Uber has life, so male should be considered a nefesh. But then, he cannot be considered a nefesh. Why? Because his existence is bound up with the life of the other. And even without that, you see, the Shinbetz could say, because inasmuch as even the Ramban, how does the Ramban call it? Nefesh Kolduhu. It's not a nefesh gomu. So maybe what does nefesh Kolduhu mean? It is a nefesh, isn't a nefesh. So maybe it's not complete. So it requires a dinsof. It requires a dinsof. Just like it's Pinash Moshe, just like Andreganes, just like Bin Abinayim, because it's a nefesh Kolduhu. It is a nefesh and it isn't a nefesh. So maybe it's dinsof. Yes.
So what is the difference between the Shita, the Shita Mr. Betz, and the Ramban now?
One second. Now, so he says that that Gleilom, so he said Hilchach Nira de Choshev Kisovik Mikach Nefesh. Kisovik Nefesh, but from Hochet Nam Mat Nisim Dool, as a Mutalei Agei. Mishum, Zideich in Sofik Nefesh, Bin Nefesh Vadai, Umatsil in Esime Bin Misosei, Umatsil in Esime Bin Misosei. Now, so it is similar to the Ramban. But whereas according to the Ramban, so the Mele by the Kach Nefesh, if it has a Din Sofik, so it can be Reich. But Gabe, Misham Kashalele, so the mother is a Vadai Nefesh, and this is a Sofik Nefesh, so the Sofik is Bitches with Nevadai. So the Lomdes is similar to the Ramban, but according to the Ramban, it is based upon the Aloche of the Chayvah. Because according to the Ramban, so in other words, a Nuber is a Nefesh, it's a Nefesh called the So Mimela, there is an Isaritzihe. If there is an Isaritzihe, so then we should say Yoel Yaveh. I mean, so we should apply this law of Mechot. But the Ramban says no. True, there is the Isar of the Tirzach, but we cannot apply this law of Mechot. Why? Because they're not Shkulis. They're not Shkulis. Now if they're not Shkulis, so then the Tirzach is like any other Isar. The Tirzach is like any other Isar. So Mimela, it's Nitzche, so the Isar of the Tirzach is Nitzche. The only reason as to why the Sirtoch is not Nitzchem Tnei Bukach Nevesh is because we had Maichodis. But when can we say Maichodis is both Nefoshes Ashkolis? But here both Nefoshes are not Ashkolis. One is a Nefesh Gomu and the other is a Nefesh Koldu. So Mimele, we cannot apply this law of Maichodis. We cannot apply this law of Maichodis. So Ritzichem is like Chil Shabbos, like any other Isa. So the Chaybem can be Deichet. So according to Ramban, it's on the basis of the Aloha of the Chaybem. However, according to Shinkovetzes, we do not have to resort to the Chaybe. Now, we'll soon see an Akiminet in connection with Benech. There are two machines in Tesis as to whether this aloche, the actual Hitzes Reshe, so Mechatchen is Uber, whether that applies to Benech also. So one Russian Tesis in Sanhedrin is that by Benech, so one is not allowed to kill the Uber even if it's Hitzes Reshe, because the Benech is Chayval Ugrin, so maybe there is no difference between Hitzes Reshe and Hitzes Reshe, and another shit is that the Neach is the same aloha, that actually it's a fresh age, so the Neach is allowed to kill the Uber in order to pay the matter. So then will be an akimineu when we discuss abortion with the Neach. So in other words, according to the Ramban, it's based upon the aloha of the Chayba. But according to the Shilin Kubetzes, it's not based upon the aloha of the Chayba. Even where the aloha of the Chayba doesn't apply, but it's a aloha that he has a din sofik. So mainly if he has a din sofik, so Mele, even without the din of the Chayben, because there is a law I mentioned yesterday, that there is a din of Sofik Nefoshes Lehokol, even where the din of the Chayben doesn't apply. For example, regarding Sofik Ishishish. So the Chayben doesn't apply to Sofik Ishishish. But if it's Sofik Ishishish, so the Shach mentions the Chayle. The Shach mentions his reason as to why it should be the Chumre, because Sofik Kibesh Hashem. But insofar, so he has the Sofik in that. But insofar as the Isar Yitzchicha is concerned, so we certainly say that the Sofik Nefoshes is Lohok. That's not on the basis of the Chayben. So Memele, according to Shimon Kubetzes, that he only has a Din Sofik, so Memele, even by the Neach, so he would be allowed to kill the Uber. Why? Because if it's only Sofik, so it's Sofik Nefoshes Lohok. According to the Ramban, it's not on the basis that the Vada is Deicha the Sofik, but because the Nefesh Gomor is Deicha,
Nefesh
Kolduhu. Nefesh Kolduhu. Now, so we have five shittes regarding Uber, insofar as this Aritzicha is concerned. One shitt is the shittes Rambam, that there is always an Isaritzicha as long as he is above Abba in Yeh. Then we have the Shita of Rashi, that there is never an Isaritzicha. Never an Isaritzicha until it is Eitzes Reishe, there is never an Isaritzicha. Other Isuri, but not Isaritzicha. Then we have the Shita of Ramban, that there is an Isaritzicha because it's Nefesh Kolderu. But, Ibaisham Kasha Leilim, so the Nefesh Kolderu is Nitches, Mitzad Nefesh Gomu. So in other words, we don't say my chodzi. So because nefesh is the isa of mitzvah, so we gabi nefesh kol dehu. And then we have the fourth chite. That's the Russian that the Ramban mentions and which the Ramban rejects. That until it's Yoshua la Mishbor, it does not have a din nefesh. There is no isa yitzichet. But then when it's Yoshua la Mishbor, it has a din nefesh. And it has a din nefesh. There is an isa yitzichet. And then the fifth chite, the shittim kubetek. That the new bear is a nefesh and it isn't a nefesh. It partakes of two antithetical aspects. So it mainly requires the din sofit, like Andreigenes, like Bina Shmoshes, like Bina Binai. So mainly, so the Vada is there in the sofit. Yes.
The symbiotic relationship between the Uber and the Emo, the same way in the last pieces, as the part as we would see in Tumtum and Rolas, isn't there a real difference between the relationship? In other words, Tumtum and Rolas, in the case of the Androgyne, we just have too much. We never know, we can't know.
It's not too much, you see, actually it's not too much. It's too little. You see, it's not too much. It's not too much. It's too much when you consider both antithetical aspects together, so it's too much. But each aspect in itself is an deficiency, in the form of deficiency.
It's not two antithetical aspects.
No. It is not complete. In other words, if the same logic, I mean, what's the logic behind the halacha of Din Sofik in Andreigenes on Bidash Moshe? Because it's not complete day, it's not complete day, it's not complete night. So it's not a complete Zohar, it's not a complete negative. If it's not complete, so it has a Din Sofik. Madai means complete, if it's not complete. So here too, it is life, but it's not real life, it's not full life. It's not full life. Now, full life would be something that can exist independently. The Uber could not exist independently of the life of the mother. True, for a few minutes,
Even after she died.
So only for a few minutes, but not very long. So mainly it's not real life. In other words, you could say it's partial life. So if it's partial life, so mainly it requires an insult.
By definition.
All right, now, so these are the shittas in regard to the Isaritzich. Now, let's consider it according to Rashi. The same would be true according to other Rashi, where there is no Isaritzich. Let's say according to the Rambam before Memye. So an Uber would have the same status as according to Rashi any Uber has. Now, so where there is no Isaritzich, let's say according to Rashi, where there is never an Isaritzich according to the Rambam, Kirim Aboye. So what Isaritzich is there? So first of all, according to Shittas Rashi, there is an Isaritzich Hashvasa Zera Gabi Noshim. So of course there is an Isaritzich Hashvasa Zera. In the Ramban also agrees with Rashi. And the Moki of that Israel is Kiishvitz Kolbosar Zarki. The Ramban needed the Afyud Gimel, I think, in his tradition. So he says, that's the Mokia, that's the source for the Isar of Ashkos Ezera. Bein Ligabi Ashkos Ezera of the man, and Bein Ligabi Ashkos Ezera of the woman. So that's the Isar. So of course, if somebody killed an Uber, even if it's before Memye, so it's certainly even the Isar of Ashkos Ezera. But according to Rambam, there is no Isar of Ashkos Ezera by Isar. Now, there is another Yisair, the Yisair of Momene de Baal. But insofar as the Yisair of Momene, that would apply even Kedem Aboyne, because it could develop into a full child. But insofar as the Yisair of Momene de Baal is concerned, so that can be dispensed with if the Baal is male. With the consent of the Baal, that's because of the Baal, but if the Baal is Mechel, so then there wouldn't be any. And of course, whenever that child arises, so it's always to the consent of the Baal. Of the Baal. Not necessarily, yet, too. We are talking about normal cases. So is that another issue, yes?
Who would the Baal be? The one, the Baal of the Isha, or would it be the Baal of Lot?
No, the Baal of Lot, not the Baal of the Isha. Of course, I mean, the Baal of the father. The father of the baby, naturally. So, if it's consent to the Baal, so then that Isa wouldn't apply. But there is another Isa that would apply according to everyone, and that's the Isa of quality. Because if we say that the Uber is not a nefesh, what does it mean the Uber is not a nefesh? Now, the mother is certainly alive. She is certainly a nefesh. But if we say that the Uber is not a nefesh, it means it's not a nefesh of its own. So then, if it's not a nefesh of its own, So it's like the part of the mother. And even if we say that you love Yerachime, even if we say you love Yerachime, but Nisachvole there is, and Nisachvole the Marit says that in Shuve Tzadik Vov, that in Nisachvole there would be. I mean, the Marit comes to the conclusion that Uga is not a Nefesh. Not a Nefesh, in other words, like Rashi. But he points out, so if he's not a Nefesh, so then there is the Yisachvole, like amputating the leg of a mother. Oh, now, so
what
that is that... Now the question is, can one be meichel? So if let's say, if the mother wants that an abortion be performed on her, so then it's like a person coming to a doctor and saying, well, just amputate my leg. Not because he has gangrene poisoning and he has to do it.
Not because of the course,
man. Just like that, it feels like it. So, will a doctor be allowed to do it? Now there is a machlekes, Tanoim, Gemara in Borokame mentions, machlekes Tanoim, whether mutar liodom larbel be'atzmei, or osar liodom larbel be'atzmei. And the Gemara mentions machlekes Tanoim. So, one Tane says that mutar liodom larbel be'atzmei. So, who is the Tane? Because the Tane says that so ma tova reshus af aroy reshus. Aroy reshus. That means if he took his shvuya, let's say, to be chivei be'atzmei, yotzo anishba larbel ba'cherim, so then the shvuya is not chavit, the shvuya shop. In other words, he takes the shvuya shop, lave ol vato. So then the shvuya is not chal. What is it? Well, that's Golokame. That's in the pay. I don't remember. That's the Mishnah. If I had the Golokame, I could look it up. It's in the Mishnah Golokame. It's around pay Zion, pay Vov. All right, there's the Mishnah. So Yochel Nishba Lahara Latzmi Lehira Yepotea Talmudim Alora Lehidi Ma'atova Rishus Afaroya Rishus Ovi Nishba Lahara Ba'atzmei Vulehira. So in other words, so then the Shvui Yitzchak. So if somebody takes his Shvui to be Chayru in somebody else, Ruben takes his Shvui to be Chayru in Shimon, so then the Shvui is not Chal, it's even Shvui Shop. But if Ruben takes his Shvui to be Chayru himself, then the Shvui Yitzchak. So then the Gemara says Tanoi. In other words, there is a Tane who says that it's also the other marble bat. Now the question is raised against the Rambam. The Rambam passes that it's also the other marble bat. It's also the other marble bat. And at the same time, he passes that nish balach. So it's chalishu. It's also the marble bat. And at the same time, he passes that if somebody takes a shwe marble bat, so the shwe is chal. So I think the Lachem Mishnah is a kash. So it's a steer. But actually there is no steer. Because the Rambam himself gives the reason as to why Nishbal Arbel Ba'atzmei the Shvui Yitzchak. For the same reason that Nishbal Echel Chotishio, so the Shvui Yitzchak. Chotishio, the Rambam passes like Rabbi Yechanan, that Chotishio is also not a Ho'o. Still the Rambam says, if somebody takes a Shvui, Shelich HaChotik Adai Zureva, so the Shvui Yitzchak. So the Rambam himself has a kash. But it's also not a Ho'o. So the Rambam says, because it's not Mifuret Bakira. How do we know that Chotishio is not here? Because we darshan kol chilet. So the kol is superfluous. So we are marbe Chotishio. So Mele, it's not Mifuret Bakira. And it's not Mifuret Bakira, so Shui is half. And there's the Rambam Shita of Divrei Seifrim. Now the Rambam says that Kedushi Kesev is Divrei Seifrim. Now the Rambam doesn't have to show him that his mom is the Rabbonot. And Rabbi Gershon, the Shita that Rashi cites in Ksuvet, the king of his Kodesh Bikatzve, so he mentions in the name of Rabbi Yisov, that Rabbi Gershon, Mambo Batre, king of his Kodesh Bikatzve, because Kesef is the Gershove, the Bush Kesef is the Gershove, Kicha Kicham is the Efren, so it's not in the Torah, so maybe Chachom Nevikiach, the Beikia, but Kodesh Bibiye, that's with the Raise, but how can the Beikia, so he wants to Shavu Rabbon, what was this? So Rashi is massive again, the Shita of Rabbi Gershon. How can it be that it should be with the Rabbonon? What is the Chuyiv Mise and the Ishishish that became an Ishishish for the Kesef? So it is obvious that the Rabbi Gershon didn't mean Mamish in the Rabbonon. Chas v'Sholem, how could he say anything like that? Of course it's in the Raise, but it's the Shita of the Rambam. The Rambam has a cloud that something that is deduced by the Mibishakir on the Bereshit brand, so is not included in the Mi and Tayyad. Now, why? Because it's Divrei Seichel. Now, the Rambam doesn't mean that it's Mamash Mi Divrei Seichel. It is called Divrei Seichel. Not that it's called Mi Divrei Seichel, it's only an arbitrary thing. No, I mean, what would be the purpose in designating a special aid to it if it had been a purely arbitrary thing? It has a din of Divrei Seichel. In other words, there are two kinds of derivatives. And the Rambam really explains it in the Sifra Mitzvah. He says that the Gemara says always a mikroyet in the pshutim. So even if there is a drash that is mashmoyes haposif, but the pshutim shall mikro is not neka, except in a few places where the pshutim shall mikro is neka. That's in the brayse of one of the place midish or Yisib Nagwili. You find it in the big Gemara's brochet. So there is a brayse at the end. You have the brayse of one of the place midish or Yisib Nagwili. So that brayse says that always a mikro yetz in the pshute, except in three places. In Zohol Vashemesh, so there we do not say mikro yetz in the pshute, because it means in Zohol Vashemesh, in other words, if it is Vohol Kayei, that he's not going to kill the Ganet, let's say if his father breaks into the house of his son, so Rachmi Yovel Aben, and then also, in Yokum Al Mishante, so it doesn't mean mamish kipshutei. The pshutei shall mikro is nekar. It doesn't make any difference whether it's yochum al mishamtei or not. It means if there was an emet that will be lechayim. So and then he took a turn to the worse. So he's poter. So he's poter. And then there is the third. I think the poses are similar. The poses are similar. So except for these three things. So it's a mikro is pshutei. So the Rambam says. It's a loch in the pshute. So even though there is a drash and the drash is just as emes as the pshute shomikro, but the drash does not negate the pshute shomikro. So the male the Rambam holds there are two kinds of deraise. There is a deraise that is contained in the pshute shomikro, and there is a deraise that is contained not in the pshute shomikro but in the drash. Now. And there is an afkimine. Now let's say when a certain word in the Torah has two meanings, both meanings are equally true. But let's say, now, Krishman Emerez Chalosh. Krishman Emerez Chalosh. So it can be recited in English, but it has to be takosuf. So when it's recited in English, it has to be translated properly, because it's translated properly. Now, for this reason, so my father passed it once, someone raised the question. Let's say the question was raised not in America, it was raised in Russia. It was in Russia. Certain soldiers who did not know, who couldn't say Kriya Shema, Lashna Kedesh. And so he asked my father, when his rabbi in Russia said, the Shaila, what should they do? So my father told them they should recite Krishna in Russian. So my father told them that when they recite Krishna in Russian, so the Shem they should say, as it is. In other words, in English, if someone is to recite Krishna in English, Lord. So he cannot say Lord, he has to say Hashem. Here or Israel, he couldn't say here or Israel. Israel is not Israel, because Israel is a name. A name has no translation. Here, Shema has a translation. So he has to say here or Israel, not God is our Lord. But Hashem is is Elokeinu, because in Elokeinu we have Elokeinu, Elokeinu is Hashem, and Hashem is a God. Why? Because the Rambam says, Hashem is Kfirim, Hagoyim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Harem Kishor HaKinuyim. Now why? Because Shem is the Shiva Shem Shem Mechotim, that is Shem, that is Shem is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. True, the Rambam discusses in the book the meaning of the Shem. So that's a reason only as to why these Shem are applied to the Rebbeinu Shalom, but Al Pidin, it's a Shem, it's a name. So at the Shem, not only Shem Havaye, but Alekim and Shindal Adyud, and all these Shem, Kael, so the Shem. Shemus have no translation. Not only the Shemus of the Rebbeinu Shalom. Let's say Avram, or Yitzchok. At least Avram, Abraham, so you could argue that it's the same name. But Yitzchok, if you say Isaac, you wouldn't be ate. Because Yitzchok is a name, and a name cannot be translated. So the names cannot be translated. The names cannot be translated. Now suppose you say Kriya Shema in English, and there is a certain word in the Torah which has one meaning al pipshute, and another meaning al pidrash. Titofis.
One more there.
Titofis. Now titofis. Tat v'chatzeh shtayim, tat v'chatzeh shtayim. So, and what is the drash? That's MS. But the judicial mikros of the Rajbam said, what is the tophis? He mentions the tophis in Ishaya. So the tophis really means kishut. Kishut. How would if we were to translate it into frontlet? In other words, frontlet, the tophis is the real meaning, the judicial mikros would be frontlet.
What is frontlet?
Frontlet is a certain kishut that is worn on the fire. And that's the judicial mikro of the Rajbam. So if somebody were to recite Kriya Shema in English, so of course the best solution would be just not to translate it. So then he certainly would be, but if he is to translate it, he couldn't translate it to. So that means to, and that means to. But if he were to translate it in English, two and two, so then he wouldn't be able. So how would he have to translate frontlet? Why? Because in mikro yetzim in the pshutei, and when you recite something, so you have, it has to be a literal translation. So if a certain word in the Torah has two meanings, which are equally sound and equally true, but when it is recited, it has to be translated in accordance to the literal translation. Literal translation. So that's the Shittas HaRambam. So that's two derises. There are derises that are contained in the pshutei mikro, and there are derises which, though it's with a raise, and there is a chiyuv mise, of course, and if a woman was miskadeshes to kesef, so she's a nishishish, if somebody is mizane with her, so it's chiyuv mise, and so on. But it's not contained in the pshutish only. So there are two kinds of the raise. So the shittis, that's why the Rambam calls it medieval sacred. So in respect to certain halachas, there is a distinction between the category of the raise, which are contained in the judicial mikro, and those derises, while it's derise, but it's deduced to the midrash atero, it's not implicit in the judicial mikro. Regabi what aloches? So one aloch would be what nafkimine regabi the aloche of nishba levatol a mitzvah shua shov. So when is it shua shov? Only if it's nishba levatol a mitzvah mforeshet b'Torah, a derise that is contained in the judicial mikro. But if he is nishba levatel, either I say that he's not containing shulishon mikro, so then it's not a shuat, it's not a shuat shov. Another nafkimina is, muta shi yishegu al yim izidim, the Gemara says in Beitze and in Yume, that if noshim keep on eating yarev and kipper until hasheicho, so we shouldn't stop them. Why? Because if we try to stop them, they might still continue, and then they'll be mizidim, so it's better that we leave them alone. So of course Hashem say, suppose someone keeps on eating in kipper, so then we do not say Muta Shishi Shiva Mizim. So when do we apply Muta Shishi Shiva Mizim? Only the Rabbonon, or what Jesus in Matipurim is not the Rabbonon, it's the Raise. The Mora deduces it from the Posik, because it's not contained in the Kiddushal Mikro. So again we have an afterminute between the Raise that is contained in the Kiddushal Mikro and the Raise that is deduced from the Midrashatir and the Raise then.
I read Rabbi Kivego in the spot that Rabbi is clearing whether Chati Shir would be...
Oh, in Rabbame. So Chati Shir, the Rambam says, Nishba, Lechel Chotish Yiyo, so it's not Yishua Shov, the Shua Yishchal, but Nishba Vatal Samit Yishua Shov, the answer is, the halacha that is the Shua Shov is only applies to those mitzvahs that are contained in the Pshutish Al-Mikho, but not something that is not mentioned in the Pshutish Al-Mikho. So that's why Nishba Lechel Chotish Yiyo Nevele, so the Shua Yishchal. The Ram Nidori, by Neda Godel Modal Rekei Yisrael also applies the same story. Even though it's in the Raise, but it's not in Furesh. It's not in Furesh, but it's not So Mele, the Ramban, as to the Kash. The Ramban, on one hand, the Ramban passes the Torah also about the Mardobak. On the other, the Ramban passes, if somebody takes the Shvui to be Chayu Be'atzme, so the Shvui is Chal. So it's a Sire. It's no Sire. Why does the Ramban himself mention? Why is also Adon Abel Atmei? Because we learn it out from the Chippur Olov, Mashachot Ola Nefesh. The Chibir is a Nefesh Chot. El Tzir Atmei Nayai. So from that we learn out, that it's also Adon Abel Atmei. Even Mitzayir Atmei Nayai and Kol Shkin Chil Atmei. But that's not the Chibir Shon Nefro, because the Chippur Shachot Ola Nefesh Alpi Chibur Ola Nefro, as Adon Abel Atmei pointed out, means because it became Tomei. Because it became Tomei, the mess, as Mechot Ola Nefesh, that's the Chibur Shon Nefro. But we learn out from that Nozir is Mikro Chayitin. So we learn out from that Nozir is likochete. So it's not in the traditional likoch. So Mele Shvuyeh can be held. So then when the Gemara in Bulakame says that the Mandor Maru says also Liodom Lahu Batsme, so then Shvuyeh is not held, is because that Mandor Maru says also Liodom Lahu Batsme, he holds that the Yisra of Yisra applies to Cholatah. That's the Machlekes. It's not, the Ramos, it's not that there is a Machlekes. There is a Machlekes Tanoi as to whether it is permissible, it is legitimate to amputate one's own leg or not. Of course it's also to amputate one's leg, to be chayim. That's all. But the question is, what kind of an Yisra? Does it come within the Yisra of Yisra? That's one time. He holds that just as in the case where Ruvein is chayim b'shimein, so even Yisra, so if Ruvein is chayim b'atzme, he's also evil Yisra. He's also evil Yisra. Just as by Chvole there is aloha that Mikal Latme is chayim b'atzme. So by Chvole, it's also the same one. The Mandoma who says Mutar Lahar B'Atzme, he doesn't mean Mutar. Again, it's like the Lashon of Mutar Lahar B'Uber, the thesis says. What does thesis mean? Mutar on the score of Ritziche. So here, Mutar Lahar B'Atzme on the score of the Yisach Chvole. But it's not fair, because of the Chippah, Mashachot Nevesh, it's not even Yisach Chvole, it's an Yisach of self, of doing himself harm. That Mitzay Ratzme Nayayin. So it's a different kind of Yisach, it's not an Yisach Chvole, but also. Also it is. Now, so Mimele, it is, so Chvoles Atzme is certainly also. Now there is a Machlekes Rishenim. How are we passing? Whether we pass like the Tane that Mutal Arba Batme or also Arba Batme. So there are some Rishenim who pass that also Arba Batme. And the Shvuyeh wouldn't even be Chal. If someone takes a Shvuyeh Shefzai Smeichi. So the Shvuyeh is not Chal. And some Rishenim say that Mutal Arba Batme. So the Machlekes is only, Machlekes is only whether it's the Yisra of Yisra. But certainly there is an Yisra of being Chayvel. So Mele, according to all the Rishenim, to kill a new bear, even though the mother was, is also a Machmas Chavale. And even the Rishenim who passed that Mutar Arba Batme, so it's not the Yisra of Yisra, so it's another Yisra. Because of the Chippah all of Mashachoto, Al Nefesh. And according to some Rishenim, those that passed that was also a Batme, so he would be there the Yisra of Yisra. But insofar, now, insofar, and the Yisra of Chvole, of course, would apply even to a Nuber that is Kidman Yen. But insofar as the Yisra Chvole is concerned, so that wouldn't apply in the case of unusual hardship. Let's say where the mother is going to be subjected to constant aggravation and unusual nervous pain. I think the child will be born deformed and then they...
Only 440 now?
What is that?
Four men.
Of course, no. after men, so then according to men of Rishenim, so only according to Rashi there is no Yisra Yitzchak. But according to the Rambam and the Ramban, there is an Yisra Yitzchak. But if it's before men, so in such a case, let's say, where the mother is going to be subjected throughout her life to unusual and unimaginable pain, mental pain, so or let's say in the case as it happened, he happened to Brooklyn, a very pious Jewish woman was raped by a colored fellow. So in such a case, so if before Mem Yain, there would be a heter to perform deformity. Deformity also. So then it would be muta.
On the basis of the...
Because then there is no Yisra Yitzchak, Kedim and Yain.
Yeah, but so there is no Yisra Yitzchak. Don't eat Chavola.
Chavola, yeah. Chavola. Now, you mean, how about the Yisra Vashkot Zerah? Yeah. According to him, we'll soon discuss. Now, but I'm just discussing it now from the point of view of this Chavola. So then, one second. So then, it should be Mutar. That's how it appears to me. I'm not passing anything now. Whatever I say is not by way of Tzad. So, but it seems to me that there is a basis to be Mutar. If it's Kedim and Yain under such unusual circumstances. Case of rape, let's say, or the child is going to be deformed, retarded, and so on. So because in such a case, there shouldn't be any Yisra Chavol. Now, according, and not only according to the Rishenim who passed that Mutar Lo Demar B'Atzmei, so it's only an Yisra of a separate Yisra, not the Yisra of the Yisra, then it's certainly Mutar, because if it's passed Mutar Lo Demar B'Atzmei, so it's not the Yisra of Chavole as such of Yisra. It's an Yisra not to do harm himself. Now, so of course,
this
the mother
like
herself
feels
that she will be doing more harm to herself
by
than the baby was before. She'll be subjected, that's right. So according to that Shita, it is certainly Muta and there is no Yisra Chavole. But even according to the Rishenim, who passed that also was a Mavel Atme. And what does a Mavel Atme mean? So then it is a Nisa of Kabbalah as such, not just a Nisa of being Mitzayah himself. So it should also be Muta. As Rabbi Wein said, that it's like gangrene. Now there is a Gemore in Sanhedrin, the beginning of Eilan Achnoki. So Gemore, Esten Abaye, Mao Liben, Sheyarbe, Libiovi, Mishum Rifuo, Sheyakizam, Mao Sheyakizam. So the Gemore says that it's Muta. Gemore says it's Muta. In other words, if the father is the son is a doctor, can he perform an operation upon the father? So the Gemara says it's muta. Various roshes. One roshi is because it says va'afto l'racho kameicho. So one is only mechuyev to refrain from harming the other person if the harm is of such character that he would resent if that same harm were done to him. But if he would approve of that harm that it be done to him, so then he's allowed to do it to that. So even a son is allowed to do it to the father. So now that's the reason as to why a son is allowed to perform operation upon the father.
Burla Misa Yopo, that's all it means.
What is it? No. Burla Misa Yopo, no, that also comes within Vasa Rahokamayako.
But that's not the only one.
This is the only thing. In other words, that Vasa Rahokamayako implies that even if the person has to be executed,
it extends
even to such a case. That even though he has to be executed, but there are two ways of executing him. There is a way of executing him with the least pay, and there is a way of executing him who is more paid. So one could argue, well, it's a mitzvah to execute him, so then the mitzvah of Avraham to Mecha has no application. So the halacha is, even under such circumstances, where one is mechuyev to execute a person, so if it can be realized with the minimum of pay, so it has to be so. Not that this is the only scope of Vachlach Mech. Yes. So, the boy, Rebbe Mashi Yakizam Rovi, Rav Mas Noma V'yahavto L'Reyacho Kameich. L'Reyacho Kameich. So, L'Yehud V'Yisroel Mas L'Chavareim Al Dova Shein Echotu Mas Lach. So that's the reason as to why it is mutar, as like amputating a leg because of gangrene poisoning. So, of course, there it is Pikoch Nefesh Mamesh. And it's done only on the surface of the Nefesh. But even if there wouldn't be any Pikoch Nefesh. But still, if people feel that way, so then it's muta.
Like for cosmetic purposes, people take off warts or boils or things.
Well, I don't know whether it's muta.
Is that the?
I don't know whether it's muta. For a man, it certainly wouldn't be muta. For a man, there might be shaila of the yildash. I mean, besides the shaila of chavole, there might be an issue of the yildash.
But plastic surgery in general, someone has a hair lift or something.
What?
A hair lift.
It looks like a very natural, but
you can go through without it too.
So that depends. What does the Kosovo Vahaftu L'Racho Kameicho imply? Vahaftu L'Racho Kameicho does not imply that anything that the person wants to be done to him, so I'm allowed to do it. It doesn't mean, now suppose someone tells me, now you just amputate my leg, I want to have just one leg. So he couldn't say, after Rachamecho, he wants it. So after Rachamecho implies a general standard, not a
normal
standard. What the average normal person would do. So let's say in case of Rifuo, so the average normal person would approve of an injury being done to him in order to cure him from a certain serious sickness. So then we say that even a son is allowed to do it to the father. But let's say if the father, the father wants to go to an operation, let's say he wants to, his nose is a little too big. I mean, he wants it to be with 1/4 of an inch smaller. And his son happens to be a cosmetic surgeon. So he tells the son he should perform an operation. Then it would be awesome. Because the normal man, wouldn't undergo an operation just to make his nose a little smaller. So the melee. So when do we say that the fourth muta if it conforms to the general standard of people, not if it conforms to this specific standard of this person. In this case, now let's say in case of unusual hardship, in case of place or let's say your child.
The normal thing would be.
Certainly today, I don't know how it would be another time, but certainly today, the psychology of people is of such character that the average person would approve of a chvole being applied to him for that purpose, to relieve him of that. So maybe it would come within the concept of the chvole. So maybe it wouldn't be off. So insofar as the Yisair, of the chvole is concerned, so in case of unusual hardship, in other words, if it is such a hardship that the normal person would be happy to go through with it, the normal average woman would be happy to go through with it, so then there wouldn't be any Yisachvol. That's in connection with the Yisachvol. Now, then, as to... Yes? Now, as to the Yisachvol of Ashkosa Zera. Now, of course, according to Ramatam, there is no such Yisachvol, but according to most Rishayim Achilles are Ramatam, most of them. Rashi and the Ramban, and taste it. So there is an Isra of Ashkot Zera, and the Isra of Ashkot Zera emanates from the Pasuk of Kinvishkes Chobot Adarak, and this is what Ramban says. Now, the Shivat Yavetz is Matya. Simon Mdalet, the Chilik Aleph of Shivat Yavetz, there is a Shaila of a woman who was Mizanen, and she became Uberet, and then she did Shuvet, real Shuvet. So the Chavisyoya at first, so the Chavisyoya discusses the question of Ritzicha, and he comes to the conclusion that there is no Ritzicha. He doesn't mention, I mean, that according to Shitzah Rambam, there is a Ritzicha. But the Chavisyoya himself says, Kedem Em Yein, so certainly no Ritzicha. But he himself holds that there is no Ritzicha in Maha. But on that there is a Machlech of Hashem. Now, so at first these matter. But then he says, that it's also because of Ashkosa Zera. So he asks Ashkosa Zera. So he says, do according from Tam Mitzmuta, but he does not have the courage to be Machia Kineget the Shitas Rishayim only and to be Machia by Tamim. That's what he says in the end, in Shuvah Lamedal Chavisyon. The Shuvah Yavet, however, is Chilik Amin, and he respects the same Shuvah, the same case, and he is Matar, the Shuvah Yavet. But of course, that can only have application to Kedem Em Yein. Now,
Rabbeinu Tam is also deformed.
What?
Rabbeinu Tam, she's also deformed.
Rabbeinu Tam, there is no Yisrael at all of Ashkosa Zera. As far as Ashkosa Zera is concerned. So, I mean, immediately, he does
nothing.
The Shilas Yavetz, he says that when is there that in case of Yitzhira Godul, or Yitzhira Mitzvah Godul, or Stam Yitzhira Godul to save oneself humiliation and constant embarrassment for all time, so in such a case, there is no Yisrael of Ashkosa Zera. In other words, the Yisrael of Ashkosa Zera, which emanates from the Pasuk Yishus of Bosa Darke, only applies to a case where someone does it because of Taive or for no purpose. But if the purpose is a good purpose, let's say in order to be able to have children, or sometimes question arises, a doctor cannot have children, and they have to take a sample of the semen, whether it's allowed. So Yanke Femdi is matter. So now he's more clear, is the Gemara that I involve in Pirico. So the Gemara says there, Gabe Patsua Dako. Gabi Yivomet, that I'm involved in that. Regabi Potsua Dako. So Shmuel says that I'm involved. Nika Vinistam. If there is an eket, the genital organ, and it's Nistam, so then it depends. Kol Sheilu Nikre Vinikre Post. If when he sees carry, if he has any issue, so then it becomes broadened, becomes larger, so then he's Post. He's Post. But if it is so nista, in other words, it is so healed, that when he has issues, so then it does not become larger, so then it's gone. So the Gemara says, how do we know whether that can only be determined if we observe it when he has carried? So how can we know it? So, Omalei, Maisino Namech Mirne Disare, Umanchinole Abed Pukre, Umikre Lechazinale. We bring hot bread made out of barley, and we put it on the piatabas. So he becomes warmed up, and that results in carrot. That results in carrot. So we'll be able to see, we'll be able to observe. That's right, a shorted error. So the answer is, because it's for the purpose of determining whether the whole of it is called or not. It's for Mitzvah Godel, Mitzvah Deilog. So in other words, when is there an Isaiah of Hishkos Kobot Adalake, if it's done in the Tailach HaSisholem, or let's say, or for no Tailach at all, if not Achta, that's right. But if it is done for Tailach Godel, then there is no Isaiah. That's the Shita of Rabbi Yaakov. I mean the Chalitzioya apparently is thinking on that. I don't know what the Chalitzioya would do with this Gemara. It seems to be a good right. That's Daf Ayin Vov. That's Daf Ayin Vov in Yevomet. And on the basis of this Gemara and on the basis of the Shilas Yavet, so there is a tshuva in the Achiezer, but Rav Chaim Eizer was matter. I mean, Hashchos HaZera for the purpose of obtaining a temple for the doctor. So on the basis of this Gemara. All right, now that finishes the discussion of an abortion regarding Yisrael.
I just ask a question. According to the Yisr, according to what I want to say, Mamona de Baal, is there an Yisr Gzela involved if a person, Nanos, supposedly...
It's an Yisr of Mazik.
It's only an Yisr of Mazik.
What is the Yisr of Mazik? So then you can ask the Kashi, where is the Yisr of Mazik itself mentioned before? By Gzela, so there is the last of the six. But by Mazik will only have a parasha of Tashlumi. But where is that? There is no lab. So Rabbi Yehne is Perush and Pirkei Avos. At the very beginning. So he mentions, Man di boy hai man di boy lemevech sider likai milo di nizikin. So Rabbi Yehne says, because all nizikin are included in the lab of the six. Are included in the lab of the six. Now what does it mean it's included in the lab of the six? Now it doesn't mean that it's the same Misa of the Sigdol as when one God was Hechef et Mechaveret. If it had been the same Misa of the Sigdol, so a Magic should be Mechuyev, a Magic should be Mechuyev Malkis. So then you can say it's a Lava Nitzan with Tashlumi. But whether Lava Nitzan Tashlumi, there is Malkis and not is a Machlekes Hashemim. The Rambam should be that the Lava Nitzan Tashlumi, there is no Malkis. But the other Hashemim hold that there is Malkis even for a Lava Hanitzan Tashlumi. So why isn't there Malkis? So obviously because there is no Lava. But Rabbi Yehne says, that there is the love of the Sigzul, Gabi only Zikin. So the answer is this. Now the Rambam passing that Hagidu Kaka, even though Kaka in a Mikzalet, even though Kaka in a Mikzalet, so he's able to Sigzul. So the question is, if he's able to Sigzul, the reason is why Gazlan is part of Malkes. So, according to many Rishonim, it is because Lalan is blessed, and even if the Chepet is not the end, so it's still Lalan is blessed. Because their salvation is actually Lashon Godel Mubayim. Not only that the one is the Chuyas to return to the end, but if the Be'en is not in existence, the Dovah Godel is not in existence, so he has to pay something that also comes within their salvation. The Rambam Shiti is that when is it Lalan is blessed, there only the Chepet is in existence. But if it is, let's say, Yisraf, if it's not in existence, then if there is no Malkes, because the Lava Nitan, it's Ashmurim. But by Karka, so the Aloch is Karka and Mizelet. So their salvation is Azela, doesn't apply. And Chiyu Tashmurim, there isn't. God also did the Shotrino, so the Mishnah says, the Imalei Arish Olach Ufanecho. So it's neither Lava Nitan Kles, nor is it Lava Nitan, it's Ashmurim. So then there should be Malkes. There should be Malkes by Gidu Karka. I think that the Michaschino has discussed. So I heard from my father, that there's no kashis, because there couldn't be any malchus. Why couldn't there be any malchus? Because the Ika Lav of Le Sigzo has reference to a Maisik Dele, where there is a Maisik Dele. But Karken Migdala, there is no Maisik Dele. Karken Migdala. That's why the Gemara says that if someone is Gezle a Sukke, that is built Al Gabi Karke, so he can be eaten in Mitzvah. And when do we say the Tzukik Zulu is not eaten, only if you build the Tzukik al Reish Asino. But if you build it al Gabi Karke, so then he's Mikhail in the Tzukik. Why? Because if he build it al Gabi Karke, so Karke in the Zulu, so it's not good. The Mechatzkino has the Kashe, but according to the Rambam, the things where we should not be able to make Mikhail in Mitzvah, because Mitzvah Abba Mavere. So my father said, no, we couldn't apply the principle of Mitzvah Abba Mavere. Mitzvah Abba Mavere can only apply the din of Mitzvah Abba Mavere if there is a Shem Levi of Avera and the Chesed. But if there is no Shem Levi of Avera and the Chesed, if there is no Shem Levi of Avera and the Chesed, even though the Gavre is Avera and Avera, then we cannot say Mitzvah Avera. It's actually in Yerushalmi and Shmini Shvot. Yerushalmi and Shmini Shvot in Shabbat says that if somebody gavu a matzah, then the eighth matzah Pesach night, so he's not in time to meet. Why? Because it's Mitzvah Avera. But suppose the first night is Friday night, and he took out the matzah in the Rishus Arabi, and he ate it, and with the bread that Danoche, so he's still behind the mitzvah. So Yerushalmi is the kasha, what's the difference between the matzah of Zulo and Hitzi and matzah of Rishus Arabi?
It's not in the shame, right? It's the shchit on Shabbos, the same thing.
Yeah, but the Rosh Hashanah is different. The Rosh Hashanah is, can Hamatzo Yavere, Bram Hocheina Matzavere. I heard from my father that the pshat is as follows. Mitzvah Bom Avere does not depend upon the fact that the Gavre does the Avere. Vorayye, Teisa says in Sukkah, in Lulav HaGozru, that if somebody Gavre an Arove or a Hodet, and he made a Shinu in it, so then he can be kind to me. Why? Because there is a Shinu. There's a Shinu. So what if there is a Shinu, in other words? But in other words, so it's not the same thing. So it is. Or if he's gay, if he's kainet, for Yush and Chino Rishus. So he's kainet, so then he can be kind of me. So, but the Gavre certainly did that. The answer is there is no Shem Levi of Avera and the Chetzer. The halacha of Mitzvah Bom Avera implies that if the Chetzer of the Mitzvah, let's say Esrei, that the Chetzer of the Mitzvah with which I'm behind the Mitzvah. Or Sukkah, that the Chetzer of the Mitzvah with some kind of Mitzvah. Matzah, that the Chetzer with which I'm behind the Mitzvah. If the Chetzer of the Mitzvah has the Shem Levi of Avera, so then I cannot be Mikayim the mitzvah is such a chet. In other words, a chet, well, in any mitzvah where there is a chet of mitzvah, let's say by matzah, by tzitzes, by etzrik, and so on. Wherever there is a chet of mitzvah, so if the chet of mitzvah is Shem Levi of Avera, so then I cannot be mitzvah the mitzvah with it. So Gezel is a Shem Levi of Avera, and chet, it's a chet of mitzvah. But if it was Kena B'yush and Shino B'shus, if it was Kena with Shino Hashem or Shino Maise, so the chet is not Gezel. So Mele, there is no din of Mitzvah Bom Avera. So Mele Yerushalmi says, if he got the Matzah, so there is a Shem Levi of Avera, and the Matzah is the Matzah Zulo.
No,
but if he takes out the Matzah, in the Rishus Arabim, the Matzah is an innocent Matzah, there is no Shem Levi of Avera and the Matzah, only the Gavre was Avera and Avera. So he do not say Mitzvah Bom Avera. So Mele, if it's built a Sukkah Bereshat, you know, so then, so the Chetzi is Gozo, so Mele it's Mitzvah Bom Avera. But if he built it on Gavre Tarake, so the Chetzi is, the Epshel Odes Mekemo, the Chetzi is not Gozo. But the love of which Sigzel implies that he's not allowed to oust the owner from his premises, and that itself involves the Nisa Gezel. But the Chetzi is not Gozo, so there is no Shem Levi Avera. Mele we cannot say Mitzvah Bom Avera. So Mele, the Ika love of which Sigzel, as reference to a Maisek Zehle. By Takoyis, there is no Maisek Zehle. But it's still also, it's Nichlal, but it's not the Yika Lav. Now we have many Lavs like that. For example, the Rambam says, in Sefer HaMitzvah, there is a Lav of Lissashri Seseiso. Lissashri Seseiso, and also Yilachazok and Yilachazok and Yilachazok. So there is the Lav of Lissashri Seseiso. So there the Rambam says, that this. Suppose someone chops down an eight macho, whether it's the Muhammad or Shaloi Bishash Muhammad, so it's high mouth, because it's a lab of Lissashri, the eight. Then the Rambam mentions, if he doesn't chop down an eight macho, he just is, he's Seref Kilim Bahamosi, Shiva Kilim Bahamosi, Seref Godin, and so on. And he has Chosel Momay, he's also evil lab behind the lab. And it's not a smach. It's not a smach, it's a Rosh Egmure, he's evil lab. But Malkes there is. So the Rambam himself, Mr. Ramitzer, discusses it. Why isn't there Malkes? Why is there Malkes? So he says, because they mikroyate me the Pshute. So the Pshute shall mikro, or the Ramitzer is referencing. Yeah. But the Chazal Darshan, they did use from that posse,
and Mitzvah
against all kinds of Ashkosis Mom. Even Shevach,
Shevach,
and so on. So, but the Yikalav has reference to Eitz Machol. So Mamele Ligabe, other things that are not included in the judicial record, so the Ichalav does not have reference to it, so it has a din of Lav Shebecholet. It has a din of Lav Shebecholet. Now there is Aloche Lav Shebecholet in Leikinolo. Now what Lav Shebecholet? Vesech Ladam. So what is Surim HaNichlan Vesech Ladam? First of all, the Achila Ben Seir Omer. Achila Ben Seir Omer. In other words, if he steals from his father and his mother money, and then he buys with it meat and wine and eat the the meat half raw, half not raw, and the wine half diluted, half not diluted, and all in the company of hoodlums. So then, when he does it for the first time, and within the first 3 months after Godless, so then he gets mouthed, with a sword. Then, if he repeats that with that boy, the second time, then he's chayev, mitzvah. So what is that? Orel the Seir Meire? V'seich lo Adam, v'seich lo Achilo HaMevir L'Shir HaDomen, because then Seir Meire is Merak Al-Shem,
Al-Shem Seir. Sanhedrin can't be that
yes. Nice. But there is another law that is Gichal. Sanhedrin Shog is Sanhedrish. Asur Lecho. Kolayim, Asur Kolayim. Ho'ichem Na'veim O'kirim Shetiktin Apcho. There is no Nisa Nilom Nachayim, but there is a Nisa, there is a Nisa Al-Shir HaDam. So there is no mouth. Why is the market saying no market for you from the day? But Achilah the Seir Meire, there is mouth.
Because that's the
word that Safar should have written. Because the Pshutish on Mitro has reference to Achilah Mevir Yishir Adon. That's the Pshat in the Pshutish on Mitro. But there's another Mashmoe, the other Yisurim. So that's the cloud. Whenever a certain love contains many Yisurim, and so if both are included in the Pshutish on Mitro, then there is market for neither Yisur. If both are included in the Pshutish on Mitro, but if one is included in the Pshutish on Mitro, and the other is certainly not in the Pshutish on Mitro, so the Ikar Lav applies to that Yisur that is implicit in the Pshutish on Mitro. So as to the other, it is Lashon Mecholei. The Meir is Kashrus to say so, the Ikar Lav has reference to its Machos. So there is Malkus, but as to other things, it's not in the Pshutish on Mitro, there is no Malkus. The same thing is true. So the Gemara Makke says that he's ill about the Shaktu. So the Rambam says that if a mitzvah there is no Malkes. Why not? Because the Pshutish on Mitro has reference to Shrotim. But the Gemara deduces
that includes the Yadayim Zohar.
Other forms of Shikut. So but that's not the Ikalav does not have reference to
it. Like a Frochim.
So in the Melee, there is no Malkes. So regarding the Sugim that are not implicit in the Pshutish on Mitro, so it has the Din of Elav Shebeholet. So the Ikalav of Mitzvah, the Ikalav of the Sigzol has reference to Imaisik there. But it's Nichlal in the Lab of the Sigzol, is Nichlal also other, I mean, a Nisa of Zeres Karka too, because even though there is no Maisik there, because Karka being the enemy Zeres. But so what is the Isak Zeles, what is the Isak Zeles of Karka consist of depriving the owner of using his property? In other words, he owes the owner from the owner's premises, so he deprives the owner from using his property. So that's not in Isaac Zele, but that's Nichlal. So Rabbi Yehuda holds that only Zikin come within second detail.
Because he deprives.
That's right. So, but Malkus there couldn't be. Why? Because Lav Shebeholet. Lav Shebeholet. So Mele, the Yisar, he asked what Yisar is there? The same Yisar as by only Zikin. Only. Now.
Because
Kimmis
himself says that
there
it's getting there by
Schach
HaGozel.
Yes.
By Schach HaGozel. Yes, because he said the Schach HaGozel itself is because he stole the Schach.
Yes.
Other times when he doesn't steal the Schach, but it's not Lachim, it doesn't belong to him, it's a different school, but it's not because of Mitzvah Lo B'Deh Aveir. He himself is Meramet at the same field.
Yes, and Michal Chinuch makes a distinction between the Din of Sukkot Zulot, so that's Ipsul in the Chetzeh, and Mitzvah Bo Ma'Aveir, that he cannot be in kind of Mitzvah, not that it's another
Mitzvah. There wouldn't be a Din of Yorod L'Toch Stei Chaveru here or anything that's about, that he didn't play
the
Chaveru?
The Shaila here is Chaveru something else. That is Shaila is whether he has to pay. Now, here is Chaveru, shall he do shoes? Here is Chaveru, shall be shoes? And there is an improvement about the Karka. So there is a loch of Yodel Tachteino in Mashvach.
But do we have a place where else someone is Mazik and he retains rights to what he's Mazik, I mean?
No, not at all.
That's what happens here.
What?
If an anos comes, so he's retaining rights to what he's mazik. Because
who comes?
If an anos comes and his man is an isha, so the ubo would belong to him. Would he the one that have to be mochel?
What do you mean? Oh, you mean anos? He's the father of the baby.
Yes, I mean.
Oh, you're right.
It's very strange. It's the only case we have a mazik that he's kone has.
Because connected the vlad, he's not a mazik.
He's not the mazik negative
vlad. Shine Hayotzei. Shine is returned to his original state. So
the mazik is a chayla to her. But as to the vlad, he's not the chayla, he's the father of the vlad. Yeah, now that finishes the discussion of the abortion regarding Israel. Now I'll just start today the discussion of abortion regarding the Nair. But I'll just start, I mean, we have to finish it tomorrow. Now the Gemara Sanhedrin. Yeah. Now, there are two machines in places in Sanhedrin that Montes Amidalev as to whether the halacha of the Ankashe Lele, so Mechatrin et Tehuva, called Majla Itef Reshe, whether that applies to Beneach also or not. So one lesson in places is that the Gabi Beneach even Kingdom Shei Itef Reshe. So Beneach is not allowed to kill the Uva in order to save the mother. Why? Because Gabi Beneach is Chayra Lubi. Beneach is Chayra Lubi. And the other Shiti is that Gabi Beneach too, we have that distinction.
Okay, are you talking here, Lagabi, the doctor,
Doctor. Now, you see, of course, that will have a bearing upon the question as to whether Beneach is allowed to perform an abortion, in case where the mother is in danger, and the child might be negay Yisrael too. Let's say if it's Isham Kashalele, if it's Isham Kashalele, and he can engage a Jewish surgeon and a non-Jewish surgeon, whether there is any reason as to why a Jewish surgeon should be engaged to perform the abortion, let's say in case it was in Kashalele. Mm-hmm. So Rigabi is always a Mishnah Mufresh. But Rigabi Beneach, so it's today as in Teise. So if it's possible for the husband to engage a Jewish doctor, so it might be preferable to engage a Jewish doctor, so then it wouldn't be subject to the 2 days in Tesis, rather than to engage a non-Jewish doctor, so call it 1 day in Tesis, he is Zoser, and if it is Zoser for a non-Jewish doctor, so if the husband engages him, so it's a mean of his neva. You see, if the doctor is not allowed to kill a nuber in order to save the mother, so mainly the father of the husband is not allowed to engage the doctor, because of this neither. Because of neither. Of course, if there is no other doctor available, so then insofar as of neither is concerned, so of can be there. Because even the things, because then the shame say that even the things that they are resorted, that they come out resorted. So it's the only other. But, so one has to be Mr. Nefesh himself in order that he shouldn't be able to be Tal resorted. But he does not have to be Mr. Nefesh himself, although it's neither of the resorted. That's the Gemara of Hanekwake with the Minke. Hanekwake with the Minke. Now the pagans in Bovel had the practice that on a certain day every house had to be dark except in the churches of that Avedizor.
Chavirim.
So they forced Jews to give away all their candles, all the lamps, everything, all the oil to the Avedizor. So the Gemara says that it's Mutter. And the Jews did not have to be missionaries themselves. So Rishay, why? Because it's not Avedizor. Because the Jews did not worship idols, they only helped the pagans to participate in the Avodah Zarah. So it's only of neither. So some Rishonim hold that even Av Israel Avodah Zarah is Yod Vayaver. The Machlokes Rishonim on that. So they ask, let it be Av Israel Avodah Zarah. So the Rambam says it's not even Av Israel Avodah Zarah. First of all, the Rambam Shiti is that Av Israel Avodah Zarah is not Yod Vayaver.
Yeah.
But the Rambam says it's not even Av Israel Avodah Zarah. Because insofar as with neither is concerned, so it doesn't make any difference whether it is it's regabe chil shabes or regabe avizore or regabe yarayes or regabe ritziche or regabe yaravisa. It's a general issue of the fever. In other words, if somebody helps another person do an avere, whether he's a Jew or a non-Jew, so he's able with evil as it is. So if somebody helps a Jew be the avisa of chil shabes, so he's able with evil. If somebody helps a Jew eat mizele, he's able with evil. So insofar as the avir of the accomplice is concerned, it's not an Isan Israel, it's not an Isachil Shabbos, it's not an Isan Israel, it's not either. So it's not even Ab Israel. So Mimele, let's say, so according to the Shita in Teisa, The halacha of chesed actually hates it. Chesed is uber applies only to Israel because in Israel is poter for uberim. Mashenkin gabi b'neach we chayv al uberim. So then it doesn't make any difference whether it's chesed or not chesed. It's the same Israel tira. So he's not allowed to kill a uber b'neach. Not allowed to kill a uber in order to save the mother, even though it's related to chesed. So meneile according to that shite of chesed, if let's say a Jewish yielded. Her life is in danger on account of the blood of the uber, and it's possible to engage a Jewish doctor and a non-Jewish doctor. So according to that Russian cases, one is mechuyev to engage a Jewish doctor rather than to engage a non-Jewish doctor, because a non-Jewish doctor will be able to eat a retire. Because as to him, Voyitzreshe is the same as Voyitzreshe. So he's not allowed to engage a non-Jewish doctor. However, if he happens to be in a place where there is no Jewish doctor, and the only doctor, only surgeon that is available is an non-Jewish doctor. Good. So now, he himself will not do any aveiret. Will not do an aveiret. So it's only a matter of lifnize, ligabe, the non-Jewish doctor. So pikuach nefesh. So pikuach nefesh is there for lifnize. Even though the pikuach the lifnize here is in shvira zonk. Even though it still remains on the lifnize. So maybe he would be allowed.
We say
that if a Jewish doctor is available, then according to that Russian patient, he wouldn't be allowed to engage a non-Jewish doctor.
Would the qualifications of the doctor be a factor? Because you say, Lonitz and Lecholodom, these drops in color fud.
So what?
So therefore, if the non-Jewish doctor is a better doctor than the Jewish doctor.
Oh, if the non-Jewish doctor, it's also the doctor.
That goes into the
problem. Well, I don't think that abortion is involved such a serious matter. I mean that you need the best man for it. I mean that it's a simple thing. So it wouldn't be bikuach nefesh. But if it is, there is a complication. And the fact that he's a better doctor might bring it within the counter of bikuach nefesh.
But then it wouldn't make any difference. The oldest can also be a goya.
It doesn't make any difference. According to the Russian Tetzve, that the Beneach is not allowed.
He's not allowed by Goyim.
So it's by Goyim.
What about Jews?
What's a Jew by
Goyim? A Jewish doctor and a Goyim.
Oh, is a Jewish doctor would be allowed? Because a Jew is bound by the Yisrael Shechazomim of the Torah, not of the Yisrael Shechazomim of the Neach. But a non-Jewish doctor, he is bound by the Yisrael Shechazomim of the Neach. So Mimele, he, according to one Russian case, he is not allowed to perform an abortion, even though the mother is in danger, even though it's a Jewish mother.
Yeah. What about the
family? So a Jew is allowed, but the Beneach is not allowed.
A Jew is allowed to make an abortion.
Because the Jew does it, he's bound by the Yisrael Shechazomim of Israel, not the Yisrael Shechazomim of the Beneach. So
in reference to the Torah, is
this
the
Yisrael
or the family of
Israel? What do you mean the Torah? So it would be them.
Not
the Misayid Avera. Well, Misayid Avera is an ambiguous expression. You can use the expression Misayid Avera in respect to it neither. But Rishay many times used the expression Misayid Avera in respect to a case where there is no neither. Let's say, in respect of neither, there is a distinction between Chayyar and Chadir. So when is there an issue of it neither? If the Nozir is on one side of the river, and let's say, the one that has the bottle of wine is on the other side of the river. So if he doesn't fetch the bottle of wine to the Nozir, the Nozir wouldn't be able to get it. But if the Nozir and the person who has the bottle of the wine happen to be on the same side of the river, that's a marshal. In other words, if he can do it without the help of the Israel, then there is no Lifnei either. If it's Chadi with an Arad, there is no Lifnei either.
So some Rishon is
saying that Mizrabon Nitzotza because of Mitayeh Divavere. So the expression is used in that sense. But you could use the expression Sayyid Avera interchangeably. The Rambam uses the expression in Siramitze. The Rambam uses the expression Sayyid Avera interchangeably with Meliva. Why can't she? Because she doesn't want to hurt his feelings. So that is not the Bikuach Nefesh. Hurting the feelings of the doctor. Sometimes it can be. Sometimes hurting the feelings of the doctor might come with the Bikuach Nefesh. Let's say if she
Knows
don't need him again.
And the doctor is resentful, so he won't come. He won't come, let's say, 10 o'clock at night because he's angry. So then he's going to... But usually... What is that? So as I said before, you see, if it is a serious matter, then ain't no name, you see. So it might make a difference. But this is all a routine thing. I mean, it's not a... Today, unfortunately, it's already a routine thing. What is that?
In the mind of the individual, everything is serious.
Well, I mean, but that does not change the fact. The fact that that in the mind of the subjectively is serious. And in order to come within the Bach Nefesh, so it has to be serious objectively. Not
general, this also with Eisen being Vafshid on the Nayakum, Filavakum, Shore, is that dependent on the other Lishonis and the Machlokas that he said before?
Well, of course, I mean, that will depend. I mean, we should depend on the Bach
Nefesh.
Yes, now I thought that I was able to start at least the discussion of abortion with Gamaliel. It seems I can't even start. But, you see, I would ask you to look over this Gemara of Mi'ike Mide and the Tesef, Lekin Mide de Yisroel Shore,
Sanhedrin
Nuntet Amid Aleph, and also Regabe Yoyla Yaveh of by Beneach. It's a very difficult thing again. Now, so there is a Gemara at the end of the Seir Omeret, Beneach Mau B'Kiddush Hashem. That starts and that Dalet Amid Beis and it's just that the Gemara Daf Ayin is used already until the second line in Daf Ayin Amud Dalet. That's to get and the
Tesef.
Yeah, and the Tesef Beneach Mitzvah Al Kiddush Hashem. The Tesef of Beneach Mitzvah Al Kiddush Hashem. Beneach Mitzvah Al Kiddush Hashem, and also. The Rabbi Yehine, if you have a Chedish Rabbi Yehine, and Sanhedrin, and the Sugi of Kiddush Hashem, of Yoy Bo Yavir.
Is that the small one that was put out later?
The small one, yes. Now, in connection with Pikuach Nefesh by the Neach, whether the Halacha of the Chayba and its wife to a Neach, I would suggest that you look up the Hasogas of the Ramban and the Rambam. If there are certain mitzvahs that the Rambam does not mention and the Ramban is matic as to why, the Rambam doesn't mention. So mitzvah Zion, the Ramban is matic, why the Rambam doesn't mention, Shen Stavinu Lehachyet Yavitation, La'atzile Mirotei. And also the Miri and Yume in the Sugya of Nofalo Vagal, Sofik Akum, Sofik Yisroel, Sofik Chai, Sofik Nes, in the Matrin all of Esagal, the Miri there. All right, this
is the Rambam.
What is it? That's the Ramban.
The Ramban.
And I suppose it will be able, what is that? Now, then when we get through tomorrow with discussion of abortion in Galilea, so we're able to start discussion of artificial insemination. So.
Will we discuss birth control under artificial insemination?
No. I'm glad to do it with the artist.
He's fitting somewhere.
I wonder if that's the purpose of the other.
Is it ready?
People go down and close all the time.
I both are great.
My windows are closed, so.
Yeah,
is your window
like
closed?
Right.
You want me to close them on my way out?
Yes. I've got a white Nova.
You live in Miami, you can leave your windows open?
Right. I have a white Nova. Chevy.
No. You don't mind, I have a green.
Yeah, I know.
The white Chevy.
I'm Florida.
Morton, Morton Grove.
That's the most.